Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So welcome to this episode of Lantern, in which in every program we have a nice story, of course. We learned many things from that short story, inshallah. The title of today's story is The Fable of the Porcupines. It was the coldest winter ever. Many animals died because of the cold. The porcupines, realizing the situation, decided to group together to keep warm. This way, they covered and protected themselves, but the quills of each one wounded their closest companions. After a while, they decided to distance themselves one from the other, and they began to die, alone and frozen. So they had to make a choice, either accept the quills of their companions or disappear from the earth. Wisely, they decided to go back to being together. They learned to live with the little wounds caused by the close relationship with their companions in order to receive the warmth and heat that came from the others. This way, they were able to survive. Yes, the best group is not the one that brings together perfect people, but when each individual learns to live with the imperfections of others and can admire the other person's good qualities, better to be surrounded by warm pricks than be frozen in solitude. All humankind is from Adam and Eve. Arab has no superiority over a non-Arab, nor a non-Arab has any superiority over an Arab. Learn that every Muslim is a brother to every Muslim, and that the Muslims constitute one brotherhood. Nothing shall be legitimate to a Muslim which belongs to a fellow Muslim unless it was given freely and willingly. Do not therefore do injustice to yourselves. That was from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio well this program is devoted to religious stories and what we do is to listen to these stories and try to take some religious themes and lessons out of them try to talk about them and ponder about them in order to make use of them in our daily lives well the story we just listened to is about the significance of unity in order to survive speaking about Islam you know Islam is the religion of unity as we know the essence of Islam is believing in the one unique God who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshipping Him alone. All human beings are created of a unique common soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the equality of all humankind in His holy book in this way. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single soul. Surah An-Nisa, verse number 1. Man, irrespective of their creed, color, race, language, and etc., are all equal and are the members of one human family of which Adam and Eve were their parents. The foundation of Islam is the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's unity teaches us the message that we should not divide humans into sections and sections instead. We should treat other fellow Muslims with love and respect. Human unity is only obtainable if humans as a global community enjoy a common divine goal. The unification of the goal will unite human beings. Such a united community is referred to in Islam as Ummah. as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين. Mankind were one community and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets with glad tidings and warnings. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 213. You see, this verse signifies the oneness and unity of the Muslim community to their Lord. God has created us as a multiplicity, but has ordered us to strive for unity and to shun. Disunity indicates that unity is attainable and disunity avoidable. Okay, let's have a short recess and we will be back in no time.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back to your audience. You are listening to Lantern and we are talking about the concept of unity in the religion of Islam. Well, unity teaches peace and equality, and that is why Islam laid great stress on unity. One important concept of unity among Muslims is the concept of Ummah. Today, Ummah represents the unification of Muslims all around the globe. Islam preaches that all people are equal regardless of culture, race, or gender. The Holy Book of Quran is important for Muslims in order to achieve unity and brotherhood among Muslims. If we start following the teachings of the Holy Book of Quran, we will stay united and can rule over the world again. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about unity in one of his hadith, the similitude of believers in regard to mutual love, affection and fellow feeling is that of one body. When any limb of it aches, the whole body aches because of the sleeplessness and fever. Allah Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith, the Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. He does not oppress him, neither does he hand him over to the enemy. He does not disappoint him, nor does he humiliate him. From these sayings, we can conclude that our beloved Prophet ﷺ emphasized on unity, love, respect, and brotherhood among fellow Muslims. We should follow the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that we can achieve success in this life and the hereafter. In short, from the Quranic verses and hadith that we mentioned just in this story, in this episode, we conclude that the result that Islam believes is the unity of all humans and teaches peace, justice, love and equality. You know, religion of Islam basically is to serve humankind. We must criticize extremism and terrorism in the name of religion and unite humankind if we believe in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For having a good Islamic society, we should follow Allah's teachings and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it is in fact what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to His servants. Okay, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Lantern. I really wish that you have enjoyed it. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innul qulub.